Competency. What is competency? Why competency is important? Geographic competency. Broker responsibility for agent competency. Competency violation examples and ways to limit broker agent liability. What is competency? License holders owe their brokers and clients several obligations, including the obligation of competency. The rules of the Texas Real Estate Commission, TREC rules, require Texas real estate license holders to possess competency as a practitioner of real estate brokerage. License holders must 1. Be informed on local market issues and conditions affecting real estate in the geographic area where a license holder provides services to a client. 2. Be informed on national, state, and local issues and developments in the real estate industry. 3. Exercise judgment and skill in the performance of brokerage activities. 4. Be educated in the characteristics involved in the specific type of real estate being brokered for others. Geographic competency. Why is it important? Agents must have competency in the geographic location where they practice. For example, an agent who resides and works for a brokerage in Houston should not work with clients in Austin. This agent does not specialize in the Austin market, nor do they possess the knowledge about it to help a buyer find the best property for their budget at the best price. It would be unethical. Suppose a buyer asked an agent in El Paso, with whom they had worked before, to help them locate and purchase a house in San Antonio. In that case, the agent should refer the buyer to a local agent who is better educated on the local market, can offer advice, and can better serve the client's interests. License holders must always put the interests of the client first. A sales agent license allows license holders to practice real estate in Texas. So why is geographic competency so important? Years ago, residents who obtained their Texas real estate license could sell property anywhere in the state. License holders could pursue sales in any city they chose. However, what did they have to offer the clients in these areas if they were unfamiliar with the market conditions? Buyers and sellers deserve an agent who knows the area and can help them get the best deal. They rely on their sales agent's knowledge and skill to find the right property for the right price or the right buyer the property. An agent who lives and works in Dallas knows the market and can help a seller price their property to sell better than an agent who lives in Austin and does not know the Dallas market. Of course, an agent can check the local MLS for information, but how will they interpret that information? Would they know that the market was hot just 3 weeks before, until a story about a local employer moving to another state at the end of the year aired on the local news channel? This type of information will affect the local market conditions as employees either lose their jobs or have to pick up stakes and move. Local agents would know the news and would act accordingly for their clients. Broker responsibility for agent competency. Agents who have knowledge about an area they do not directly service may be able to work with clients in that area. For example, maybe the agent used to live in the area or owns an investment property or vacation home there. In this case, the agent would have unique knowledge of the market and be able to advise a client properly. Brokers are responsible for ensuring that their sponsored sales agents have geographic competency in the markets where they practice. They must create brokerage policies informing their sponsored agents of competency requirements and how they are enforced at the brokerage. They must also notify their agents of the scope of their authorized activities, including where they are competent to practice. Suppose an agent comes to a broker and says they want to help a client sell a property in a market 2 hours away. In that case, the broker must ask the agent why they feel they are suited to work with that client. The reason cannot be because the brokerage stands to make a small fortune on the commission. The broker must ask the agent questions about the local market and consider the agent's previous experience in the market. Suppose the agent has no prior knowledge or experience working in that market. In that case, the broker must tell them to refer the client to an agent who can better serve their needs. Agents and brokers must never prioritize their commission over their fiduciary duties to their clients. They can, however, request a referral fee from the other brokerage. License holders who violate TRELA or the TREC rules regarding competency-based disciplinary action from TREC, including administrative penalties. Sales agents and geographic competency. Geographic location is one of many areas in which sales agents should have competency. Agents must be competent in their specific area of real estate practice. For example, a residential agent should understand the home buying process from listing to closing and everything in between. They must understand market trends and what they mean for their seller and buyer clients. If a sales agent lacks these competencies, they cannot properly advise their clients or protect their interests. Competency extends to the specific submarkets and niches an agent may service. For example, agents specializing in waterfront properties should be competent in correctly pricing waterfront properties. An agent with the right competency for the market would know that properties with a view of the water usually sell for more than properties without a water view. They also understand that a property could sit on the market for a long time if it is overpriced. The longer a waterfront property sits on the market, the more issues potential buyers may think it has. They may assume it has flooded or has mold or mildew issues. They should know who the target market is and what they are looking for in a waterfront property. They know how to reach that market and which disclosures the seller must present to the buyer. They should also be able to answer any questions a prospective buyer would have concerning a waterfront property, such as whether they can build a dock on the property or where to find information regarding boundaries. A sales agent who usually works in a landlocked suburban market may not have the geographic competency to act in the best interests of a seller with a waterfront listing. What can the agent do if the seller asks them to list the property anyway? The agent can refer the seller to an agent with the competency to advise them appropriately and complete the sale in the client's best interest. Examples of competency violations. The best advice regarding competency is for sales agents and brokers to stay in their lane. Suppose a sales agent is unsure of their competence in a given area. In that case, they should consult their broker or refer the client or activity to another agent with the appropriate competency. Skill builder geographic competency. Betty is a sales agent at Bright Horizons Realty in El Paso. She sold a house to Reynaldo and his family when they moved to El Paso 5 years before, and their families became good friends. Reynaldo's company is transferring him to Houston, and he asks Betty to help him find a house in an area with parks and good school districts for his kids. Betty is not very familiar with Houston. She visited it a couple of times as a kid when her family took her to Astroworld, and she went to Galveston once for Mardi Gras. However, Betty thinks she could help Reynaldo find the right property for his family. She instructs her assistant, Lucy, to research the greater Houston area. Limiting your liability. We live in a litigious society, and the potential for lawsuits lies around every corner of a real estate transaction. What can real estate brokers and agents do to limit their liability? Disclosure. Disclose knowledge of any known defects. You are legally bound to do so, so if you know it, disclose it. You are not liable for defects that you did not know about, so don't go investigating properties for defects that are not readily noticeable or that your clients did not disclose to you. That is why inspectors exist. Performance of duties. Do not assume duties you are not responsible for. Don't promise a client that you will look into something that is not directly related to the scope of your fiduciary duties and responsibilities to your client. What you say can be held against you in a court of law and in a court of public opinion. Your broker should determine and define your scope of duties when you join the firm. Always practice within the boundaries of those duties. Leave it to the experts. Do not accept a listing for a property type you lack training in. Many specialized properties have tricky details that have a way of popping up during the transaction. Think farm and ranch and commercial properties. These intricacies are why agents specialize in these segments of the market. If you don't know what a due diligence period is, then then don't get involved in a commercial transaction. You can always refer the buyer-seller to another, more specialized agent in your firm. Vendors. Give your clients a list of at least three, more is better, reputable choices of vendors. Do not specifically recommend any individual or company to your clients. Be extra diligent and include a disclaimer that you and your firm do not personally endorse any of the vendors on the list, and that the client is ultimately responsible for researching and verifying any information on the vendor. Use the correct forms. Knowing how to fill out contracts, agreements, and addenda is a priority and an essential part of your job as a real estate agent. Attend any training seminars your broker or trade association offers to help familiarize yourself with the forms you will use regularly. Unless your firm employs contract reviewers who will review your contracts and documents with a fine-toothed comb, you are responsible for ensuring you know your way around a contract or agreement. Document everything. Maintain a transaction log. Your transaction log should include written chronological documentation entered when you contact anyone associated with a transaction. Write a short narrative in real time about phone calls, text messages, emails, and face-to-face meetings. Make sure that you include any reports in the file as well. If a case escalates, written and timely documentation can go a long way with a court. Policy and Procedures Manual. Brokers should draft a policy manual outlining all expectations and office procedures. They should provide each sponsored agent with a copy of the manual. Smart brokers will follow specific procedures to ensure that the office runs smoothly. Agents should never wonder about the proper procedure in the case of an emergency or other significant situation. A procedural checklist can also come in handy to ensure agents dot all I's and cross all T's. TREC requires brokers to maintain a policies and procedures manual to advise their sponsored sales agents of the scope of their authorized activities within the brokerage. A good policy and procedures manual will cover everything from basic office procedures to advertising and social media policy to keep agents in the brokerage operating within the law. Training. Agents should attend broker-provided risk management training by law firms or E&O insurance companies. These training sessions offer valuable information on avoiding and minimizing risk and educating sales agents on the proper measures that they should be taking to limit their liability. You should attend training sessions regularly on every subject they offer. Topics include mortgage lending practices and updates on fair housing, ethics, and DTPA. Buyer clients, in particular, look to their sales agents for guidance in all aspects of the home buying process, which often includes helping them secure financing for purchasing the home of their dreams. Marketing information. Use the information given about a property by other sources cautiously. If you are marketing a property and advertise that it is 2,100 square feet, include the source from which you obtained that information. For example, 2,100 square feet home per seller. If the information came from the appraisal district, then indicate the appraisal district as your source. You want to cover yourself just in case the square footage you quoted is inaccurate. If you advertise the property as 2,100 square feet, but it is actually 2,084 square feet, you could have a case of innocent misrepresentation against you. The buyer could assert that he only bought the house because it was 2,100 square feet, and that information came directly from you. Advertising. Choose your wording carefully, especially when referring to the condition of a property. Using adjectives like brand new or unique could get you in trouble if the advertised feature is not actually brand new or in excellent condition. Truth in advertising is a serious matter that you should be aware of. Read and understand how the Texas DTPA applies to you and the services that you offer as a real estate agent. Contract review. Some large firms employ an entire department devoted to contract review. Sales agents submit their contracts for review, and the contract review department sends them curatives to address incorrect or missing information. This can be an expensive measure to guard against errors and lawsuits. The alternative is to pay high errors and omissions insurance premiums, because every sales agent's contract is a potential lawsuit. Most brokerages pass on the cost of E&O insurance to their sales agents, either by charging them a monthly fee or a per-transaction fee. Brokers must ensure their agents are well-trained and understand the contracts and agreements they explain and complete with their buyers and sellers.